While there continue to be Hispanic Heritage Month celebrations statewide, few have stopped to question who exactly is the month celebrating? What does an Hispanic Heritage celebration sound like? Are we talking mariachi, tango, or merengue? Maybe all of the above? Careful here. You sure you don't mean Latino? From San Antonio, the Texas Standard's Lucia Benavides reports on what's in a name and what might not be.
Here's a question that could lead to several hours of discussion. Who exactly is a Hispanic person? And what's the difference between being Hispanic and Latino? As an Argentinian immigrant with Italian, Spanish, and Irish roots, I myself have pondered this many times. So I took to the streets of the University of Texas at San Antonio and asked students what these terms meant to them.
Ooh, that's a trick question. I don't know.
Well, it's someone with heritage from, like, I don't know, Spanish-speaking cultures or countries, maybe?
Well, Hispanic to me is pretty much like your background, kind of. And Latino is pretty much, for me, like a standpoint for, like, maybe in politics or something like that. So it's different from ethnicity.
It's a complicated dialogue. There's no right or wrong answer. Associate Professor Omar Valerio Jimenez, who teaches history at UTSA, says the term Hispanic refers to people who have ancestry in Spanish-speaking Latin America, the Caribbean, or Spain. That excludes Brazilians, who speak Portuguese. Latino refers to people who have ancestry in Latin America, which does include Brazilians, but does not include Spaniards or people of the Caribbean.
Where they start to differentiate are people that maybe start to think Hispanic is too kind of Eurocentric, versus the Latino part has like room, more space for roots from other places.
That's Aida Ramos, assistant professor of sociology at UTSA. She says the term Hispanic was first seen on the U.S. Census around 1980, after various groups of Puerto Rican, Cuban, and Mexican-American activists put pressure on the government to develop their own categorization in order to gain political recognition. Up until then, in official U.S. government documents, Hispanics were often grouped with whites.
Look, in order to know whether Latinos have, you know, lower paid jobs, whether they have lower incomes, we need to actually measure them separately from whites.
Then came the term Latino, as a reaction to the government initially defining the social group. That word wasn't seen on the census until the year 2000, but neither term is used outside of the U.S. And even within the country, definitions vary by region and generation. For example, recent immigrants are less likely to identify as Hispanic or Latino because it's a label that's been imposed on them only after moving to the U.S. Valerio Jimenez at UTSA.
I think both terms, Latino and Hispanic, obscure many differences.
These two umbrella terms are used to refer to people from dozens of countries, all with their own unique history and set of traditions. Hispanic and Latino people can be white, black, indigenous, Asian, or biracial. But although the terms only loosely refer to a person's ethnicity, Valerio Jimenez says race can play a role in how someone identifies.
Definitely, I think there are going to be differences in terms of whether people identify as Hispanic or Latino based on what their perceived race is or how they feel identified racially.
If you were going for an easy answer to the definition of Hispanic or Latino, perhaps the best we can say is it's complicated. Ramos believes it's important to acknowledge how diverse the group is and to consider someone's country of origin when creating surveys and questionnaires. But perhaps we should embrace the messiness in tribute to the complex human beings that we are. In San Antonio, I'm Lucia Benavides for the Texas Standard.